Good evening. Welcome back to church. Good to see you. And if you'll turn your Bibles back to 1 Corinthians 12, we're still there. Although we had a wonderful service this morning, I always enjoy studying God's Word. As a pastor, I should, shouldn't I? But we do appreciate the Lord allowing us to be able to do that. It's an honor. I know you can talk to any of my pastor brethren, and all of them tell you that while it is a work, the Lord said, he desires the office of the bishop, desires a good work. It is a work. I'll guarantee you it is. But what a blessing it is to be able to preach God's Word. We're on a subject tonight that we've been studying. This is our fourth service. And we have many, many more that will come. And we're studying about the gifts of God and the workings of the Holy Spirit in the lives of Christians. And soon we'll be studying God's working and the Spirit's working in the churches. We need to understand as we go through this, and I keep saying things because some people listen to part of this and they won't listen to other parts of it. So I do want to keep saying that we are what we are by God's grace. In other words, we are exactly what God wants us to be as Christians. I'm blessed, and I don't mind telling you, I am blessed beyond imagination to being blessed. I'm a child of God. I'm married to a Christian woman. My children are Christian, and most of them go to Sovereign Grace churches. And I come from a family that has a history of Baptist. And I'm one of the Lord's Church members and one of the Lord's Church pastors. And none of that has anything to do with what I've done in my life. I do not deserve one blessing of God, not one. I don't deserve to be saved. I don't deserve to be a member of the Lord's Church. And I certainly don't ever deserve to stand in the pulpit of one of the Lord's churches. But what a wonderful thing it is to be able to do all of that. We looked this morning at the spiritual gifts, and we went over some of the spiritual gifts. Peter told us in 1 Peter 2:5, real quickly, that we are lively stones built up into a spiritual house. But we learn here in our chapter, of text scripture in 1 Corinthians 12, in verse 1 it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, those are gifts given by the Spirit. A lot of people have a problem understanding what a gift is. I understand what a gift is. It's God giving us something, but here is God giving us something spiritual. Anything God gives you is spiritual. And God's given you a lot, hasn't he? Before the foundation of the world, he chose you to be his child. In time, he sent Jesus Christ to die on that cross to cleanse you from your sins and to save you by his death, burial, and resurrection. In time, he sent the Holy Spirit to make living your spirit, which was dead, and causing you to be able to hear the gospel, causing you then to read and understand the Word of God. Anyway, let me move on with the scripture. I'll never get to it. He says, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. That's the point we'll start with tonight. You know that you were Galatians, carried away unto dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speak by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. You can't. You know who says Jesus is Lord? Saved people. Lost people say it, but they don't say it. They don't, There's a difference between saying something out of your mind and out of your mouth than saying something out of your spirit and comes out of your mouth. The whole difference of it is, it's ones that say it from their mind and out of their mouth is lost. And those that say it from their spirit out of their mouth is saved. Those that say it in their mind don't really understand it. Those that say it in their heart do understand it. And we never, ever call Jesus a curse. The only thing separating us as Christians from all the world is Jesus Christ. That's the one thing every Christian has in common is Jesus Christ. Once a lost sinner comes to the reality and knowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, is Savior, that his blood was spilt to cleanse him from his sins, once he comes to the knowledge of all that, he's now a child of God, or she. I say he because the Bible uses the word he so much, but any person who comes to that knowledge is a child of God. And that is what bonds us as Christians. We're all family. Now, whatever takes place after that takes place by the works of the Spirit of God. See, God didn't just save us and turn us loose. Because God doesn't turn us loose. God has every detail of our life predetermined. He has every part of our life ordained. He says over in the Psalms that he has our bounds set. We look at that as though it's our life, don't we? The time we're born, the time we die. But that bounds God has set for us is the whole circle in which we exist here on this earth. I didn't become a minister and the pastor of this church by mistake or just out of luck. As Brother David O'Neill once put it here and preached a very wonderful message a few years back. There's no such thing as luck. Not for us or not. We don't believe in it. Everything's the providence of God. Everything. It's the providence of God. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the miserable. Is all the providence of God. Your life is ever how God had determined for it to be. We have a song leader that God has put in place. We have a treasurer that God has put in place. And a clerk that God has put in place. As you can see by the song service tonight, the song leader is not a song leader. This guy's a preacher. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, but I'm here tonight. And it was horrible. But that's not what God called me to do, is it? See, I believe that everything I understand, everything I know, was a gift from God. I don't think I learned anything of my own. And how can you say that? Because I find preachers, say preachers, I believe, that study the Word of God for years and decades and never come to the knowledge of what God has blessed us with. Are we perfect? No. Are we right about everything? No. But we are what God has made us. And what he has made us is diversity, isn't it? All right, we got down to our second point. In verse 1, not only did Paul say that the Holy Spirit of God gave us spiritual gifts, he said, I would not have you to be ignorant. I wouldn't either. Neither would any other pastor or missionary or minister. We spend our life teaching the Word of God. Teaching. People need to understand the Word of God is to be taught. Preaching is teaching. It's not getting up here and just saying things and doing things. It's teaching the Word of God. And that's the reason sometimes it takes me a long time to get through things, is I'm just slow. I like to taste the flavor of the food, don't you? I like to go slow and eating it and letting it digest. I'm in no hurry. You know why? If the Lord leads me here, I'll be here next Sunday and we'll do the same thing. And the next week and we'll do the same thing. And if I'm not here, somebody else can do it. But the Lord said here, I would not have you to be ignorant. Paul's desire was to teach all people. Why? Because he was appointed an apostle. God chose Saul of Tarsus to be an apostle of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles and the church age. God gave us our own apostle, and his name was Paul. And his goal was to teach. He wrote letters to this church. He wrote letters to that church. Sometimes he wrote two letters to the churches. And those letters were written in order to educate them on God and what God wanted of them and what God expected of them and how God does things to bring it all together. God does not leave us here on our own to figure it out. God teaches us by the Holy Spirit. God teaches us His Word. That's how we learn it.
And whatever His desire to teach you is, that's His desire for you. Because He molds and makes things how? The way He elects to mold and make them. He wanted, that is Paul, wanted us to understand the workings of God first in the believer, because that's how he started this chapter. He just got through with a bunch of other stuff there, didn't he? Now he's up to this point where he says, I don't want you to be ignorant. I want you to understand. And then secondly, he wants us to learn about the church. The church was important to Paul because more so than any other apostle. Mark wasn't the apostle to the church age. Luke wasn't appointed apostle to the church age. Neither was Peter or John. Paul was. This is the reason God chose Paul to write so many letters in the Bible. It's because most of them were to churches.
Paul did not want people to be ignorant of God's word. He wanted them to have knowledge. That's what we want. That's what we as preachers want. And that's what you as believers and church members ought to want. And we don't accomplish that task by separating and pushing people away. We accomplish that task by allowing them to come and hear God's word, by doing everything we can to get it out to the world. I have an article in this paper. Thank them. The Berea Baptist Banner for doing that. I was shocked when they asked me if they could. My articles are not very well written. My preaching is not very good.
But I'm thankful to God that they did it. If they stopped today, it wouldn't bother me because I don't get glory out of things like that. I'm thankful that we have the funds to have our sermons on sermon audio. What a blessing. I just showed you two sermons from about 2 weeks ago. Well, we've already gotten 110, 118 hits on them, two sermons, just two. I don't have another sermon on there. I have anywhere close to that. Psalm 75. What a blessing. That's people hearing this church's work. Hopefully in somebody's life, they'll make a difference. Some people get mad. Some people get angry. Some people don't want to be around me. They don't talk to me. Some people wouldn't invite me to their church. And some of their churches, I wouldn't want to go. But our desire as Christians is that people not be ignorant. Does that mean we're going to work and change everybody? No. Some people are unchangeable, folks. Some people are just downright rude. Ugly, mean, vicious. Some people think they're saved when they're not. Some people think they're Christians when they're not. That's the reason the Lord said, you think you have eternal life. You know what? It's better to check the scriptures and make sure you know who Jesus Christ is. So if you don't know who Jesus Christ is, you don't have salvation, that's for sure. So God wanted the believers and the churches to understand that they are diversities. Paul said, I worked hard in all my life, Christian life, but yet it wasn't I, it was God working in me. Paul said, my heart's desire is for Israel that they be saved. But he knew that was up to God, not him. All he can do is carry the gospel to them. This is what we need to understand. And we do know this. It's just a matter of what avenue and what level we do understand it. Knowledge comes from God's word. Right there. You get a lot from Spurgeon and Gill and other writers out there. I read them. I've got quotes in this message from other people. I love them. This trap brother, I didn't know anything about him, and somebody mentioned him on the internet, and I knew that Berea Baptist Church had him in their library, John Trapp. He's actually good. There's some things I don't like about him, but he's actually good on a lot of things. We do what we can to get knowledge, don't we? But knowledge don't come to us from books. Knowledge comes to us from God. And to get knowledge and to not be ignorant is work. People talk about, like Paul said, I labored more than all of them. I can't give myself credit for that. But it wasn't I, it was God. Holy Spirit working in me. But he still labored, didn't he? I mean, how many years has Brother Larry been sitting under ministers? In Mansfield in here, probably 90% of his life. He and Alice both. Ronnie said, been here for decades. Sister Hammond served under her husband's pastor for 50 plus years. Now she's stuck with her ugly son-in-law. That's dedication by you, but it's also grace from God. Over those years, you've learned a lot of things, haven't you? Some of them you learned and had to relearn. Some of them you learned and learned it was wrong and had to learn the truth. It's a dedication. It's a hard work. And people that don't put in the hard work is not going to be blessed of God. Brother Hammond used to say, Lord's not just going to open your head and pour the knowledge in. It's a work. The reason the Lord said bishops, the people desire, the office of a bishop desires good work, is you try it sometime. I told Brother Steve McCool, I said, I was anxious like he was to take a church when I got this one. I said, you wait till you get your church and you find out you had to preach every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You'll find out just how hard it is. I'm sure he has too, hasn't he? So while the Holy Spirit teaches us, as God has given us measure of grace, we still must study 2 Timothy, if you will, chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. It's a work on our part, folks. It's a work in progress. We go all of our lives to learn and study. Yeah, I was with my father-in-law for 20-something years as a church member, and after that, till he passed away. And he never quit learning, ever. And he was a very intelligent man. It amazed me when he says, I didn't see that. Second Timothy 2:15 says, study. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Study. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The more you work, the more you study, the more God's going to show you. Makes sense, don't it? It's not you, it's not your work, it's not your study. It's God using that time to show you things. The Word of God is so deep, so awesome, that it takes you decades to learn what you can. I'm not going to say learn it, because you'll never learn the Word of God. Your mind is like mine. We only have so much brain cell up there. First Corinthians 14, if you will. People need to study. And that study includes going to church, don't it? Every time a church member, every time a Christian misses church, they miss a blessing. It never fails. Because God has a blessing for every church service. You just have to be looking for it. And if you're looking for it, God will show it to you. He will bless your heart. Ignorance is defined as not knowing something. That makes me pretty high on the ignorance scale. A person, but ignorance in the Word of God, is a person who refuses to study to show himself approved unto God. God's not going to just pour the knowledge in, it takes work. But also, people can study for a lifetime and never understand very much. It all depends on what God's going to give you as a blessing. See, people can't be saved on their own, and people can't learn the Word of God on their own. This is the reason it's so important.
before you study the Word of God, you ask God to show it to you. And if you know that scripture, you ask God to show you something new there. Because I guarantee you, I don't care what scripture you open up to, the Bible is a load of diamonds waiting to get out. And you want them all. So if a person refuses to study, then God's not going to teach them. Look at people that don't come to church. You tell me one person, you show me one person that don't go to church that have any knowledge about the Bible, or very much. I'll say they have some, but very limited knowledge, very little knowledge. And the longer they're out, the more non-knowledgeable they get, or unknowledgeable, I guess you would say. The Lord built the church as a divine seminary to set and learn the Word of God. He didn't build the church for us to come here and have fun, to watch movies, to read books. This is a place of divine educational study. That's what it is. You can go to seminary after seminary after seminary and come out dumb. Seminaries are designed, in my understanding, are designed to make preachers out of people. And you know what they do? They systemize everything. Just like one preacher y'all know, I'm not going to say who it was, one preacher one time told Steve McCool, said, this is how you preach. You have point one, you have a title, a text, point one, point two, point three, and a conclusion. And if you don't have a conclusion, it's not a message. What? I don't find that in here, do you? Preaching is teaching the Word of God. I don't care if you got 1 point, 10 points, and no conclusion, or five conclusions. I understand what they're saying, but you know where that person got that? From a seminary. If you want a seminary taught, made preacher, go to First Baptist, Second Baptist, or go over here to First Methodist. All of them have their fine seminary degrees. I studied a short time Brother Forrest Keener's course. At the time, Donald and I were so poor I couldn't even afford it. I just wrote him and said, I can't afford this. Y'all quit sending tapes. They did. You know what it was? It's wonderful because you learn a lot, but you know what it was? Long, drawn out details of things. So that's where you got that. Not where I got that. The job is to teach, folks. I don't care if I cover one scripture in 5 weeks or five scriptures in 1 week. You are learning from this passage of scripture, I guarantee you. These folks at Church of Corinth, Paul said to them in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 38, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. You're not going to change him. If they're going to refuse to learn, if they're going to debate you all the time, a Bible student wants to sit there and hear you. I don't care if you're Brother Ronnie or the other Brother Ronnie or Brother Larry or any of you ladies who have sat down with other women. If they don't want to learn, Why teach them? Young Timothy, he was taught of his grandmother and mother. Two great women in his life. And he learned, didn't he?
Matthew 7. Paul says that they're going to be ignorant. Let them be ignorant. Of course, this was referencing to the non-believing. But it goes for them who refuse to study and learn from God's word. Which makes me wonder if they really know the Lord. Well, they talk about the Lord. I don't care who they talk about. Who do they know? I can talk about building a house every time I come up here, but that don't make me a house builder, does it?
I wouldn't advise that. You'd be pretty messed up on a house. I build houses about like I sing, you know what I mean? What I'm saying is, if you're gonna learn about math, you don't go to a science teacher, do you? Or an arts teacher. You go to a mathematician. You go to somebody that knows about math. Somebody who has mastered the skill. If you're going to learn about God's word, go to God's house.
And I guarantee one thing, God knows what you need. And God's going to put it on that preacher's heart to teach you what you need. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, he says, give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, that not they trample them under their feet and turn them and rend you. Go to Matthew 15.
Don't do that, folks. If people are not going to accept God's word, there's no reason sitting there listening to them. I don't talk, you know what? I have a group of people at work that I try to talk to. I seriously try to talk to them in the break room. And they're nowhere near Baptists, and they're nowhere near Christians, but they think they are. And I try to talk to them folks about the Lord and eternal life, and they mock me. I don't talk to them anymore. If God ever puts it on my heart to talk to them, I'll talk to them again. If they start talking anything about the Bible, I'll walk out the door. There's no use in talking to someone like that.
Matthew 15, verse 13. Lord wrote here, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. Let them alone. What God's telling us is there's people in this world that are non-elect. These people do not want to hear God's word. They don't want to understand it. You know what they do? They hear their pastors. They don't read the Bible. They don't study the Bible. It's not part of their life. If they do, they don't understand it. The Lord said, if a pig's going to lay in the mud, I'm paraphrasing this, let them lay in the mud. Don't try to clean them up. You know why? We can't change them. We can't save them. And we can't teach them. If a person don't want to go to church, leave them alone. But I want them. I don't care what you want. You're not God. If you want them in church, maybe you need to pray to God about that instead of trying to work so hard to get them here. If you just talk to people enough, you'll become irritating to them. It's like telling a drunk he needs to quit drinking. Like telling a drug addict they need to quit taking drugs. You tell a lost person that's uninterested in church or the Word of God about the church and the Word of God, they don't want to hear it. The Lord says he shall root them up, leave them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leaders lead the blind, they shall fall into the ditch. See, what we have to understand is everything about a Christian is God's work. The Lord's talking about lost people here, folks. He's not talking about other Christians. Let me say it again. The Lord's talking about lost folks here. He's not talking about other Christians. We as Christians sometimes do things we shouldn't do, and I'm afraid one day we're going to be ashamed of those things. What are the gifts God gave us? As Christians, love. It's the first thing he gave us. Love, faith, hope, kindness, gentleness, meekness, long suffering. And sometimes I find Christians that don't have those things. We cast people out because they don't believe everything we do. I'm glad you all wouldn't like it when I came here, because there's some things we disagreed on. We can't do that. These are God's children. We ought to be patient and loving to them. Maybe the Lord will use us to teach them. Had a visitor this morning. Shocked she walked through the door. She sat down. Hopefully she'll be back. This time without her friend. You never know when the Lord's going to use someone like that. But it's only possible if God does it. I don't wish it any different. I don't wish I had the ability to save myself. I never would have done it. I'm thankful that it wasn't up to me to learn the Word of God. I never would have done it. Read Romans 3. I'm glad it wasn't up to me to become a minister. I never would have done that. I didn't want the job. It wasn't me. Here I am, a security guard in a nightclub. Drinking myself. I didn't want the job. I didn't want to pastor this church if the Lord left it up to me. But I did do all of those things. Yet not I, but the grace of God. And you know what? I am seriously happy with the way things worked out. I can leave this world
with a smile on my face, knowing that God elected to use me for anything. I'll be sad when it's over. I'll be sad if I had to retire. I can't wait to retire my secular job. If I could, I'd retire today. I'd just call them up and say, hey, I'm not coming back. Not this job. So the Lord says here, if these plants are not of God, he's going to pluck them up. Even we as pastors and ministers teach for your learning. I don't teach for myself. I don't teach for my glory. I don't ask anything of y'all. And be sure to let the pastor know you appreciated him. I never say that. The only thing I ever ask for you from your pastor is pray for me. I never ask you to appreciate anything. It's not my job. You appreciate me in anything. God will reward me when the time has come. None of us wants God's people to be ignorant of God's word. Why do you think we work so hard? Why do you think we study so hard? Sit for hours sometimes putting messages together for a 30 or 40 minute message. Sometimes I'll work several hours. I work several hours on this. I work probably 4 days, 4 nights, if not 5, putting this together. Paid on my computer. I'm just waiting till I got time to do some more. And the Lord told me, he said, it's time. Let's preach it. I said, okay, Lord. If day is the time, today we start it. It's all in the hands of God, folks. It's not in our hands. I can't take credit for anything. Nothing. Just like Paul. Just like the other apostles, just like the other teachers and workers in the Bible that taught people, I can't take the credit for anything. Every believer. Well, let me go up. I still got a little bit to that fifth sub-point there. We can only accomplish what the Holy Spirit uses us for. Our personal education, they don't do anything for us. The Lord says he'll make them dumb to make them wise in the Bible. The Lord takes the meek things of the earth, and I'm proof of that. Little education. People make fun of me, the way I speak. They make fun of the way I use words. I mispronounce words. Say this wrong, say that. People like to make fun of people for that. I would rather they pray for me, but if they want to make fun of me, that's okay. I could care less what they do. But you know what? I'm going to smile. You know what? God's using me. But we need to understand that God doesn't teach everybody exactly like that. God didn't build a church of robots. Mind numb robots. We're all different. God uses this person for that job. He uses this person for that job. Some people are great missionaries. Some people wouldn't make good missionaries. I wouldn't make good missionaries. I don't want to go to Thailand, Scotland. I'm good right here in the United States of America. With all its problems, I'm good right here in Texarkana. I may get angry every time I go through their red lights because they're all so stupid, but I'm glad to be right here in Texarkana. Thank God he didn't move me somewhere else. But he did others. And you know what? They're happy to be there. He's taking men and women and families out of their home state, out of their home area, and put them in weird places, strange places, and made it their home. Every believer, and we'll close with this, every believer must be open to change, because nobody is perfect. Change in their belief, because God may bless you with new understanding. Closed minds are ignorant minds. You know what bothers me? When people say, prove it. You know what? Just open the Word of God and study it. God never proves that He exists. He says in Romans 1, He says, you look at the heavens, you look at the solar system, you look at everything created, and you are without excuse. Same thing with His Word. I wrote the Word. I gave you the Word. And you know what? If you don't believe the Word, you're without excuse. You need to work, you need to study, and you need to pray to God that He will give you that ability to learn. Because I'm not going to teach you. Larry can teach and he's not going to teach you. Justin can teach and he's not going to teach you. Ronnie's not going to teach you. Only God's going to teach you. We just teach. And God uses that the way He wants to. God bless you. Have a good night.